The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
At 9:45, thank you for all the great responses to the different things we've been talking about this morning. We'll get to them in a minute, but I need to talk about this book that you are going to love. It is called Old Ireland in Colour by John Breslin and Sarah Ann Buckley. It is such a beautiful book. How do I describe it? What they've done is they've found old photos of Ireland, everything from the 1880s and thereabouts up until middle of last century, and it is, they've taken the pictures, they put it into context, but they've colorized them, and it has transformed everything. It brings history alive in a way I can't begin to tell you. The last time I saw something like this with history was Peter Jackson documentary about the soldiers in World War One, where it changes the whole relationship of us in 2020 and them, that is to say our fellow citizens back wherever they came from and back from whatever time they came from. It is a book that it will spark conversations in households for all generations, and it comes with the highest recommendation because it is just different and it's magnificent. Dr. Sarah Ann Buckley joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Sarah Ann.
Morning, Ryan.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You are a lecturer in history in the NUI Galway and president of the Women's History Association of Ireland?
I am both of those, yes.
So you know what you're talking about. Why is this book so striking?
So for me, the book, it really just, as you pointed out, illuminates our history. So what John Breslin has done in colourising these photographs is allowed me as a historian to come in and contextualize them and to write these captions. And I think the point you just made about the intergenerational conversations, this is one big conversation between John and his social media following and between families. And the reaction has been amazing.
We took this book out at home, and the conversation that took place as we were going through it, and you can, so it might be, it's not even all, there are famous people in it, like Maud Gonne and James Joyce, but they're actually even less interesting because we know what they look like, although they do come across as being so striking. And then you've got pictures of young people in the 1890s or 1910 or whatever, who look like the most beautiful hipsters you ever saw in your life.
It's really a big point. It's the diversity of Ireland and the Irish over 120 years. And I talk to my students a lot about obviously looking at history through social class and gender and age. And for me, that's what the 173 photographs do. They give us this breadth, and they also really highlight our national photographic collections. So the National Library of Ireland, the Folklore Collection, yeah. And that was really important to us too.
I was really taken by the fact that anytime you look at a black and white photo of particularly because it's so Irish and it's so national, it represents every county. It's not a book about Dublin in the War of Independence. It's about everyone all through history. And what I was so taken aback by was suddenly I could relate to these people in a way I simply couldn't before. Because they were in colour, I saw the colour of their eyes and they became more human. Mm. I saw their haircuts and it became more relatable. The whole thing is so relatable. And then you saw, like, at one stage there's an eviction taking place and it made me angry. And then I thought, I saw a family of people living in a piece of a lean-to in Waterford, and they were a beautiful family with not a bean between them, and the poverty would make you angry to think that we're here in 2020 and still the same problems. It triggered so many thoughts and conversations and love for the country, but also lots of questions.
Yeah, it's all these issues that you've mentioned. And when the colour, you know, people live their lives in colour always. We didn't have the technology then to record that. But
yes.
Now that John can do this, and yet we still have the black and white photograph as well. It's not a replacement. It's this beautiful addition. And my greatest testament to this, my niece, a 10-year-old, her teacher brought the book into school, and I've just won a lot of cool points now for the fact that. So I think that it can be used in that way too, to bring this history to life for kids and for families.
Well, that's it. It would be a welcome addition to any classroom in any school in the land. And at home, I kept saying, every year, generally one book jumps out at me as the book that you read between Stephen's Day and New Year's Day, where you have that lovely time with a tin of sweets and a fire and a good book that you can all kind of share and look at. This is the one, Old Ireland in Colour. What do you have a favourite? I normally wouldn't ask such a thing, but are there any that you just love?
Well, I'm a historian of childhood, so the photographs of children really jumped out to me. So we have one from the Eleanor Wiltshire, a photograph of two boys from the Irish travelling community in the Sheridan Loughrea camp from 1954. And that is always my favourite because it's taken before the Commission on Itinerancy report in 1963. And it's a snapshot in time that's really important to me. But honestly, I love them all.
Yeah, I can well believe it. And there's lovely stuff from 1916. I mean, Sackville Street, or as we call it, O'Connell Street now. I mean, as I say, because it's in colour, and I understand that you kind of went back to people and said, "What did the tram? What paintwork was done on it? What would a policeman's uniform look like?" So that it allowed the colourisation to be so authentic.
Yeah, like when it comes to, you've pointed out, eye colour, hair colour, uniforms, vehicles. We've used the existing research on this. And there is so much research on material culture, on advertisements. And as I said, it's a conversation. And John has developed such an amazing social media following. We have one of the photographs where the young boy in it contacted John, who's now a man, Colin Irwin, to tell him what clothes he was wearing.
Is that the little lad running along Temple Bar?
That's it. Yeah. And the fact that he had a toy gun in his hand.
Oh, amazing.
So, and we've had family members contact us in regards to so-called, as you said, ordinary people who are often the most interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the picture of Tom Crean and Edgar Evans in 1911 might as well be out of a workshop in the west of Ireland 10 days ago. They look so contemporary and their jumpers, it's like a fashion shoot.
I love it. And Sally's pups and all these amazing moments in history that hopefully... this is a piece of public history that will get more interest and people will then go and read more about Tom Crean or the 1916 Rising or whatever strikes their interest.
Okay, this is a joy. Congratulations. No, I really mean it. To you and John Breslin, Sarah Ann Buckley, this is to me will do more than any boring history lecture which will scare people away. It's called Old Ireland in Colour. Wish you well with it. I'll certainly be buying multiple copies of it for people I love. So congratulations and thank you, because this makes history so much
Ryan.
More interesting.
Would you mind if I say one thing?
No.
Obviously, it's Irish Book Week, so if you could buy Irish and buy this, if you can, in Irish bookshops. And if I could also say thanks to you for mentioning the archive, because I've worked a lot with the Tuam Home survivors, and it's just the survivors, the activists and the academics that have spoken out against this bill, have some really genuine concerns. So thank you for mentioning
I wasn't going to say it this morning, except that my blood was boiling in listening on the car on my way in to the reports. And I just thought, as a 47-year-old man, this is my time to have an opinion and to make the voice heard. And if it's ignored, that's fine. All I can do is but what I cannot do is ignore it, because I've met those people and I know what I don't know what they're going through, but I've seen I've looked in their eyes. And it's just not good enough.
Well, I think when 30,000 emails come in on a bill from survivors and concerned citizens, we have to listen. And trust us isn't going to be strong enough for me.
I'm inclined to agree with you. So maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to stop the silence. I hope so. Okay, that was a sidebar I wasn't expecting, but no harm in it. Good to talk to you, Sarah Ann.
Thank you, Ryan.
All the best. Thank you so much.
Bye.
That magnificent book is called Old Ireland in Colour. It's published by Merrion Press. We'll put a copy of it on a picture of it on our Facebook page straight away. I'll Instagram something on it later on so that you know what to get, because that is a beautiful present.